Back in September, Vermont Supreme Court Justice John Dooley announced that he'd be stepping down after his term expires this April. Outgoing Governor Peter Shumlin will have left office well before then, but the three-term Democrat still wants to appoint Dooley's successor. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, a prominent Republican is asking the Vermont Supreme Court to prevent Shumlin from doing so.
It isn't often that the Vermont Supreme Court draws an overflow crowd, but on Tuesday afternoon, more than 100 people crammed into a wood-paneled chamber to hear a case that could have far-reaching implications for gubernatorial appointments in the future.
The Honorable, the Supreme Court.
Thank you all very much. Please be seated.
House Minority Leader Don Turner filed the case. He's asking the five-justice court to stop the sitting governor from appointing a successor to a position that won't become vacant for 4 months after he's left office. Turner instead wants that authority to fall to Republican governor-elect Phil Scott, who officially replaces Shumlin on Thursday. Chief Justice Paul Reiber acknowledged the high stakes in this case.
Before we start, let me welcome all of you here. This is a big day for Vermont. This is an unusual case, and we look forward to hearing the arguments and deciding the case.
Deb Bucknam is serving as co-counsel for Turner. She says the case is straightforward.
The issue today is, very simply, in my view, whether a sitting governor can nominate a justice to the Supreme Court when the Supreme Court vacancy occurs after the governor has left office.
Bucknam proceeded to cite numerous rulings in which courts have rejected that premise. A Texas ruling from the early 1900s, Bucknam says, offers a particularly useful precedent, and she says courts have historically been unambiguous in their assessments of instances like the one involving Dooley.
The governor has no power under the Constitution to appoint anyone to a vacancy that occurs after the governor's term ends.
Allow Shumlin to appoint Dooley's successor, Bucknam says, and get ready for a chain reaction of politically motivated preemptive appointments by sitting governors in the future. The job of arguing Shumlin's case fell to Ben Battles, an assistant at the Vermont Attorney General's office. Bucknam and her co-counsel, Jansen Wilhoit, spent much of the hearing arguing that since the vacancy doesn't yet exist, Shumlin isn't authorized to appoint a replacement. Battles, however, says the question isn't about what constitutes a, quote, vacancy.
I think the more straightforward way to look at it is to ask what is the process for filling a judicial vacancy, and that's the heading of Section 32.
That's Section 32 of the Vermont Constitution Battles is referring to there, and he says that same constitution lays out a legal framework for nominating a justice's successor well before that justice actually leaves office.
Whenever an office is vacant or an incumbent declares that he will not succeed himself or herself, the Judicial Nominating Board shall begin the process, shall forward a list of names to the governor.
The Judicial Nominating Board has already forwarded a list of 6 names to the governor. Peter Shumlin happens to be the governor in place at the time they arrived, and Battle says that just because he'll be leaving before Dooley's successor is sworn in doesn't mean that Shumlin has to forego his role in the nominating process. Turner says he's paying lawyer fees in the case out of his own pocket. The Republican representative says he isn't acting out of concern for any particular cases that may come before the Supreme Court. Turner says he's more worried about what this precedent could mean for gubernatorial appointments on the Green Mountain Care Board, Public Service Board, and Natural Resources Board.
Those are all long-term appointments, so if an outgoing governor wanted to stack those up if they knew people were getting off or their terms were expiring, that could be done if we don't prevail.
The court has indicated serious interest in this case, and last week it blocked Shumlin from naming an appointment for Dooley's successor, pending the outcome of Tuesday's hearing. Phil Scott will be sworn into office at 2 p.m. on Thursday, and a final decision from the court will likely come before then. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.